Hi, I'm Craig Connolly and you're listening to District Conversations. For this week's show, I was joined by Hans Ober, CEO of TicketSwap. For those of you who don't know about TicketSwap, they're an Amsterdam-based fan-to-fan resale platform. Following on from last week's show with Noel Rock about ticket touts and secondary ticketing sites, I sat down with Hans to find out how TicketSwap can help eliminate the problem on our shores. Enjoy. So Hans, first of all, how are you?
I'm really well. How are you?
Very good. Very, very good. I suppose we can get straight into this. The first thing I want to know is how did the TicketSwap idea come about? When did you come up with the idea, and how long was it before the idea became a reality?
Well, I think I came up with the idea exactly 5 years ago. Well, not totally dates, but around this period of time, I got an idea because there are a lot of events around Amsterdam, and yeah, a lot of them were sold out immediately, and most of the time ticket sales start when most people are working or in school. So I saw events where people sold tickets, they bought directly 5 tickets because they supposed friends were going, but they didn't or whatever, and especially with those high demand events, people were selling tickets, so I wanted to get one, and it was still super hard to find a ticket between all the scammers and the people that asked double the price and all that kind of negative stuff surrounding those events. And even when you have a ticket for sale, people don't trust you. So I once tried to sell a festival ticket, which was 180 euros, and yeah, basically, it was super hard to get rid of it. Nobody trusted me. So I thought, why not figure this out and find a solution for this? First of all, I tried to find it online, but there was no such a solution. So I thought, okay, let's figure out how I see this, how I can fix this. I didn't have any knowledge of technical knowledge. I just a bit tech savvy, but that's it. I think in October we started, so it's now August. In October we started, and in December the first version was live.
I was going to touch on the sort of touting aspect of it, but initially it wasn't just ticket touts and scammers, it was actually just genuine demand and events. Amsterdam's quite a unique space in terms that it's quite a small city, but there's an awful lot going on. Was that one of the main things that drove it, that there is just so many people that can travel to Amsterdam from mainland Europe, and just so many events?
Initially, we just thought of it as something I needed and my friends needed, and we needed this. There was even, with Amsterdam Dance Event, where there are around 200 or 300 events, most of them are ticketed, and yeah, you have to decide very early on where to go, and it's even, no matter the demand of the event, you have to buy tickets in advance, and your plans can change, but every night there are 8 events which are kind of similar, so you can just go everywhere. And yeah, of course, that there is such a concentration of events going on helped us getting started, but it's not necessary. And later on, we discovered that people from outside of Holland came to Holland and bought tickets on TicketSwap. So we needed to add languages, to add more currencies and all that stuff. So yeah.
And you mentioned the Amsterdam Dance Event. That's obviously, you touched on how big an event that actually is. How busy does TicketSwap become around October time with the whole festival happening?
Very busy. We always say it's our Christmas. No, it's very busy. The festival summer months here are busier in terms of in sales in a month, but with Amsterdam Dance Events it's very much concentrated in just 1 week, and we see it's kind of mayhem, and everybody who works here is young and wants to go to parties as well, so it's kind of very interesting vibe around that time here.
And what was Amsterdam Dance Event like in the years before TicketSwap? And was there a massive issue with ticket touts? Was there a problem with scamming of tickets? Was there fake tickets in circulation?
There were a lot of fake tickets, also a lot of people committing identity fraud. So for example, you sell your tickets to someone, that person asks for your ID to verify that you are the person you say you are and it's your ticket and blah blah blah, some kind of extra validation. Mm-hmm. But then that person doesn't do anything with a ticket except selling it 20 times and with a Facebook account that's created to look like yours. And if people don't trust that person, then they send your ID around. So that stuff happened a lot. People were touting, so insane prices. There was no overview as well. So the complete lack of transparency was also a big issue, because if you posted on the Facebook wall, for example, that you wanted to sell a ticket, even if it was a normal price, it was pushed down immediately by three other people selling something or looking for a ticket and didn't look because they were already writing when you posted it. So that kind of stuff, it was very, it was a mess. And now it's transparent. It's one good overview. The pricing is fair and it works super neat. So
You mentioned transparency there. There's a lot of transparency with the people that use the site linked to their Facebook accounts. And on the site itself, there's numerous positive testimonials from people saying that they've used the service. They're really, really happy with the service. Was this deliberate from your point of view to make sure that people felt as comfortable as possible when using the service?
Yeah, absolutely. When I came up with the idea, I saw that there were already some services doing secondary ticketing, but that was in a really bad way. So I thought, what can we do to make this more open and honest and trustworthy? How would I like it? So that's why I said, okay, I want to make it open, but it's also the whole social element makes it much more likable. People are thanking each other for selling a ticket. They sent pictures after the event to the seller with, hey, thank you very much, I really enjoyed the evening. That kind of stuff makes it much more personal, and it also makes it impossible to make allegations that we sell tickets ourselves instead of fans selling tickets.
Mm-hmm. Now, for the Irish audience, I think it's important that we touch on the ticket touting crisis at the moment. What are your thoughts on the suggestion that event organisers and primary ticket companies actually work together with big secondary ticket websites that facilitate touting?
Well, this is a really difficult and political question. To start, I think when people organize events, they should be allowed to make money on that, but also in a transparent way. And if you look at Seatwave and other secondary platforms, there is a lot of proof that they work or have worked in the past with ticket allocations. So a bunch of tickets that don't enter the free market, but directly go to the secondary ticketing platform. And those practices are to make more money on an event and also to be able in the meantime to keep the marketing prices down. But that, for example, in the US, this ended up that in some cases only 30% of the tickets ended up on the free market. And that's not fair if you say that you're sold out or that you are super high demand. So it's in a lot of cases it's kind of an instrument to create buzz to earn more, and I don't like that at all. Just be transparent. This is the price of a ticket, and just sell them. And we don't have allocations. It's all very clear who's selling the tickets. We always try to make it as fair as possible, and the practices that happen there is not fair in my opinion.
And in Ireland, politician Noel Rock has called for the end of ticket touts recently, which has prompted the Competition and Consumer Protection Commissioner to initiate investigations on ticket touts. First of all, do you think it's a good thing to have a high-profile politician get involved in this? And secondly, what steps do you feel are needed to be taken to fully eradicate ticket touts?
Yes, I think it's really good that high-profile politicians are involved. But they have to watch out because you get dragged into a lot of dirt. There's a lot of stuff going on. There are a lot of problems people see as a problem. But I think it needs to be very, very clear what the exact issue is, because ticket touting and scamming is often used in the same sentence, but it's completely different. So if you look at that, you have to be very careful as a politician with handling this, and to make sure that you are actually solving the right problem and not the wrong solution for a different problem. I've seen it in Holland, for example. I've been invited to the parliament to talk about this, and they wanted to create a price cap, but eventually, that doesn't. A lot of regulations force a lot of secondary ticketing again into the black market, into the dark alleys of internet or physical dark alleys. And those things make it even harder to keep an eye on it. So basically, the best solution to fix this. The only way with regulation that I can imagine is mandatory to make it more transparent, as you always have to see who the seller is. So in that case, that's, for example, that you are actually buying from the organizers or from the concert promoter, so that you know that it's from them. They have to be more transparent about those allocations, and that will solve a lot, I think, because a big part of the market that people see as the black market is in fact not the black market, but is the are the organizers or the artists or the people behind the events.
Before we wrap up, I think the last thing I want to know would be, what has been the most enriching experience so far with TicketSwap?
I think it's more general. I think the whole realization that we really changed the market dynamics. We've seen, for example, we thought, okay, we have the whole Dutch dance scene market. Most of the secondary ticketing is going through TicketSwap, and we cannot grow anymore here. But the funny thing is that we kept on growing and growing, and a lot of it came from the Dutch market as well. And when you closely look at it, is that the visitors changed their behavior. So a lot of events are sold out faster, and people are easier to resell the tickets because they see it more as an open reservation. And on the other side, there's the student types. They just wait and say, okay, I only go if my friends are actually going, and when I'm sure the weather is nice, or when I don't have anything else to do. So the more or less minute sales also increase. So I'm really proud that we really made a difference in this market, and I hope to do it in many more markets.
Brilliant. Hans, thank you very much for your time. I can personally say I'm very excited to see TicketSwap fully in Ireland and helping thousands of people get to concerts easier, less stressful, paying less money than they have to pay. That's Hans Ober, CEO of TicketSwap. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Hans Ober from TicketSwap there, with a great insight into how Amsterdam and TicketSwap have tackled the touting issue. If you like what you listen to today on District Conversations, hit the subscribe button on iTunes, listen in on SoundCloud, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. See you next week. Bye-bye.